Masechet Shabbos, Mishnayis, Perek Hey, Mishnah Aleph is learned Lilo Nishmas, Sarer Elke, Bas Reb Shneir Zalman Menachem Mendel, who passed away in Achron Shel Pesach, Hayalofim Tovshin Ayin. This is learned Betoch Shnas Avelos, Lilo Nishmas, Tei Nishmas, Tzuru Mitzarachayim. Perek Hey, Mishnah Aleph, Bameh Behema Yoitzo, with what is a animal permitted to walk out on Shabbos, and with what she is not permitted to walk out on Shabbos. The camel, a male, can walk out with a rope, and a female camel can walk out on Shabbos with the metal ring which is pulled through her nose. And those donkeys that come from Lud, called Luvtikim, they are permitted to go on Shabbos, Biprumbia, with a metal muzzle, Visus, and a horse is permitted to go out on Shabbos, Bishir, with the ring which is around his neck, V'chol Balei Hashir, and all animals which go all the time with a ring around their necks, and on the ring, it's a string is tied to lead the animal. Yaitzim Bishir. So on Shabbos, they're permitted to go out with the ring on the string, which is connected to the ring, which is folded up around the neck. V'nimshachim Bishir, and they can be pulled. The animals can be pulled with the rope, which is tied to the ring. Umazin aleihem, and if the ring became impure by touching a dead body, then you sprinkle on it the water of the paraduma of the red heifer, as it is on the animal, and you don't need to remove it to pour in it. The toiv limbimakoimoy, and you can also immerse the ring as it is on its place on the neck of the animal. You lead the animal with the ring into the water, and that's the way you immerse and you toivel the ring, which is around the neck. That's the Bartanura. Bameh behema yoitza. He explains the Bartanura. L'fisha odom mitzuva al shvisas behemta. A person is commanded that his animal shall rest b'Shabbos on Shabbos. Umidi the mitzmenatre beha behema, but those items with which the animal is washed with loyhavi kimasui, that is not considered like a load, like carrying. Umidi the loymenatre be, and the items which he is not washed by through them, havi kimasui, that becomes like a load. So he says that the camel can go out be afsar. The afsar is a chevel, it's a rope, shekoishrim al pi ha behema, that you tie on the mouth of the animal. And the nako, he says, Bishas in the Gemara, Mukilo, he interprets it, Benako Levena Davka, by a white nako, it's a female camel, because Shetzricha Nitirusa Yiseira, she needs to additional watching, safeguarding. So the male goes out with the afsar, with the rope, but the nako also goes up with the ring which is through her nose. So that's the chatom, that's the thing to the nose. Loichim kimin tabashel barz. You take sort of a ring made out of metal, v'noikvin choytem hanako, and you puncture the nose, make a hole through the nose of the nako, of the female camel, u'machnisin oise besoicha, and you place the ring inside the nose. And then you have the luftikim. That's a chamoir, that's a donkey abom medinas Lud. They come from the country of Lud. V'hem koshim v'chazokim, they're hard and strong. V'tzirich v'shmire, and they need more guard, yoysim v'shar chamoir, more than ordinary donkeys. Hanim tzoyim v'yishuv, which are found in settled places. So over there you can do b'prumbia. B'prumbia, that's a resin shel barzel, that's a metal muzzle. But a sus, a horse, goes out b'shir. Shir is kimin etz odo, it's a kind of a bracelet, saviv tzavori, around the neck. V'tabas kvuas boy, and there's a ring in that bracelet, machnisim v'tabas, and in that ring, you put in a chevel, a rope, u'meshchan ha-behema, you pull the behema with that. V'chol balei hashir, and all those who wear these rings, these bracelets around, kigoin, Klovim shel tzayodim v'chayis kitanes, like the dogs of those who hunters and small animals. Yoitzim b'shir, they can go out with this ring, this bracelet, korech al tzavorim, that as it's wrapped around their necks. Hachevel hakavua b'shir, with a string that is permanent, set inside the ring. V'nimshachim b'shir, and they can be pulled by the shir. V'mrotzo, if the owner wants, moshech ha'meima b'chevel shel b'shir, he can pull the animal by the rope that is in the ring. U'mazin aleihen b'mekoimam, and you sprinkle on them as they are in their place. K'moshehein b'tzavar ha'beheima, as they are in the neck of the behema. Im nitmu b'meis, if they have become defiled by a tomei meis, and they need the sprinkling of the pora aduma, so you don't have to remove it, but you can sprinkle them as is on the neck of the animal. V'tovlim b'mekoimam, and you immerse them as they are in the place. Machnisim behema b'mayim, you bring the, you put the animal into the water, lahad bilashir, to immerse that ring. Ba'afal gav de kaimelon, even though we have the halacha shekol ha'keilim ha'miyuchadim lebehema, but all the vessels that are designated, designed for the, specifically for the animal, ein mekablim tuma, they will not receive impurity. But ashir ukayitzuboy, but this ring, this bracelet around the neck, and similar to it, mekabel tuma, would receive tuma v'tzorich tvila, and that would require immersion. Hoyel v'nasu la'odom, since they're made for the person, shi'anik b'yis ha'behema, that he should lead the behema. So the person is kikli, ha'osu l'tashmish odom domi. So that is similar to a vessel which is meant for the use of people, and that could become tuma and would require immersion in the mikvah. Says Mishnah Beis, Chamoyri Yitze B'mardas, a donkey can walk out on Shabbos with the saddle that's on him. Bizman Shikshur Eloi, if the saddle is tied to the donkey from before Shabbos. Zuchorim Yitzin Levuvim, male sheep are permitted to go out on Shabbos with the leather which is tied to them to hide their male organs, in order to prevent them to be together with the females. The sheep, female sheep, can go out on Shabbos with the tail tied towards the top, and also the tail tied to the legs, they're also allowed to go out on Shabbos. And also they're allowed to go out on Shabbos with the shirts, those shirts that are placed on them, that they are put on like a cover over the sheep, so that the wool doesn't get dirty. So they're still allowed to, all these they're allowed to go out with. Ha'izim yoitz ois tzruris, the goats can go out on Shabbos with the tied up, the breast tied up. Sometimes they tie them up so that the milk should not dry out and go back into the bones. Sometimes they tie so that the that the milk should run inside the into the pocket and not on the floor. So you're allowed to do that. Tanakama, Rav Yosi says that the animal is not permitted to go out on Shabbos with all the above mentioned items. Chutz min arecheles hachvunos. Chutz min arecheles hachvunos. Besides these sheep, are permitted to go out with their shirts, not to get dirty their wool. Rabbi Yehuda says, that the goats can go out tied up, so to dry out the milk. Avaloy lecholav, but you're not allowed to tie them up. You're not allowed to tie up their breasts so that the milk should run inside to the pockets. Says the Bartanura, a donkey, the Mishnah said, can go out b'mardas. Mardas is kiminuk of cotton, it's like a small saddle, manichin oisa lachamoyer, kol hayom kuloy, and you place it on the donkey for the entire day, k'dei sheyischamem, so that it should warm up. Bizman shikshur eloy, at the time that it's tied to him, erev Shabbos, from before Shabbos, the gali daite, for then he reveals his mind, shach chamoyer tzorich loy lechamemoy, that the donkey needs it to keep him warm. Ki da amri inshi, As people say, chamra, that a donkey afilu betkufas tamus korir, like, even during the season of tamus, he's still cold. V'lav masuivu, that's not considered a load. Abol ikshar mardei ala chamer b'shabes, but to tie a saddle, the small saddle, on the donkey on Shabbos, also, that is prohibited. Lifi shi yefshe l'koishir loy, it is impossible to tie it to him, alim ki soymech atzmeh, unless he leans himself b'tzidei ha-behema, on the sides of the behema, b'nimtso mishtamish b'balachayim. And then it turns out that he's using the animals while he's leading. V'mavar v'koshir, and if he transgressed and he did tie it, also lotzis, but you're not going to go out with it. So he says that the zechorim, the males, go out levuvim. What does it mean, levuvim? Levuvim means ba'oir, that's the leather, shekoishim lam keneged zachrus. They place it against their male organs, shelo yala lanikeva, so they should not mate with the females. Then it says that the recheles, the female sheep, they go out shchuzes. Shchuzes means shoichzim al yishlem kshur lamayla, they hold their tail tied to the top, kidei sheyalu aleihem zechorim, to invite the males for them. Kvulos is shekovlim al yishlem, they tie their tail, v'koshnesim ragleim, that they tie them so that the males should not mate with them, shlalas zechorim. So that is kvul. So either way, shchuzes or kvulos, and also kvunos is shekoshnim beget soviv akvosim, they tie a garment around the sheep, b'yom shenoldim, on the day they're born, lishmer tzamrum, to guard their wool, shalo yitanev, that it shouldn't get dirty. Now the goats, he says, yoytzois tzrures, they go out tzrures, dadeyem tzrures, their breasts are tied. Sometimes, pa'omim liyabish acholov, sometimes it's done to dry out the milk. Shemahadkin oysim b'chozek, they tie it strong. Upam koshlam kis, and sometimes they tie a pocket b'dadeyem, on the breast, shelo yitavtef acholov la'orez v'yifset, so that the milk doesn't drip to the ground and ruin. Rabbi Yossi oyser v'kulam, and Rabbi Yossi prohibits in all these cases the masuihu, because that's considered a load. Chutz min ha kevunois, with the exception of the kevunois, shu shmiras tzamrum, that is guarding their wool, shelo yitonef, that it shouldn't get dirty, v'havilu tachshit, and that's considered as an ornament. Then he says, Yehuda says that the goats can go out surrisly yabish to dry out the milk, but not for the milk. Zokt Rashi, zokt Bartanura, Rabbi Yehuda svirele, Rabbi Yehuda holds ki tanakama, like the tanakama, the lav masuihu, that it's not a load and it's permitted because that mihu. On the other hand, however, li yabish, to dry them out, the mahadik shapir, that it is very tight. That it might fall and he's going to come to carry it. Aval lechalev, but for milk, lemahadik shapir, that it's not tied well. Asur, it is prohibited. Chashinon, dilmanofil, we worry that it might fall, v'osi la'asuyeh, and he'll come to carry it. V'aloche ketanakame, the aloche like the tanakame, that in both ways you are permitted to tie them. Mishnah Gimel, Ubame Eino Yetze, and with what is an animal not permitted to go on a Shabbos? Lo Yetze Gamol Bimtul, tell us, a camel is not allowed to go out with the piece of garment which is tied to its tail as a sign to something else. Lo Akut, he's not allowed to go tied up by the front feet together with the back feet, they're tied together. So he can't run away. V'loy Rogel, he's not allowed to go with his front legs bent towards his neck and tied. V'chein shar kol ha-behemis, and likewise all other animals, not just a camel, are also not permitted to go in this way. L'yikshar gamalim zebazeh v'yimshach, you're not allowed to tie one camel to another so that you will pull one camel and the other ones will follow. But the camels are not tied together, but he takes all the strings from all the separate camels in his hands, and that is permitted. But provided that the strings which are the robes are made out of either cotton, flax, or wool. He should not wrap it around his hand. That you should do it in the weekday, because that will be cotton and wool, which would be shatnez, wearing shatnez. Says the Bar Tanura, what can the animal not go out with? So the gomel cannot go out and mitutelus. Mitutelus is a chaticho shel matlis. It's a piece of a cloth. Kshura biznovoi. It's tied to his tail. Lesimon. For a sign. Or the dover achar for something else. Akud. He should also not go out. Akud. Akud means shekoshim yidei maraglayim bekvolim. You put the hands and the feet with chains, lo yivruchu, they shouldn't run. Also not the rogul. Rogul is shekoifim yodoi al zroyei, that you fold his hands on his foot and you tie it together, the koishim, and you tie it. Also leikshek malim zebezei yimshek, not to tie camels one to another and pull. Echod, to pull one, v'kulim hechod, they all follow. Shouldn't be seen, shouldn't appear as if he's leading them to the marketplace to sell them. But he can put the rope in his hands. Provided that the ends of the rope should not be hanging and going from his hand to the ground. Tafach or more, should not come across as if he's carrying these chavolim that are hanging in his head, because they'll think that he's actually carrying himself. This way, the gamalim are the ones that are carrying. Well, this way, it will be appearing that he's carrying. But provided the Mishnah says, provided he should not wrap it around his hand. Says the Bar Tanura that this halacha of layikrach is lav linyan Shabbos command. He's not dealing with regards to the Shabbos issue. He's the hashtag now. A linyan kilayim, but he's dealing with regards to the mixture of wool and linen. And this is what he's saying. Hamach nischavolim biyodei, one who puts the rope in his hand. Ktsosim shel pishtam, ktsosim shel tzemer. Some of them are flax and some of them are wool. So you shouldn't wrap him one or the other, because when he wraps it, it would be a mixture of the linen wool. And his hands is being warmed up when he holds on to this mixture, to this rope, and that is prohibited to be warmed up from shatnez. Mishnah Dalet. Ein chamoir yoytze b'mardas. A donkey is not permitted to go out with a saddle, bizman shein kshuraloi, if the saddle is not tied to the donkey. The loy bezug, an animal is not permitted to go out on Shabbos with the bell on its neck. Afal pishu pakuk, even though that the bell is stuffed and it doesn't sound any noise. The loy besulam shebe tzavori, and an animal is not permitted to go out on Shabbos with a small ladder which is tied to its neck, so that she cannot turn the head, she can't turn the head to scratch a wound that she has on the back. An animal is not permitted to go on Shabbos wrapped its feet with a rope, so that she does not bang one foot against the other. The chickens are not permitted on Shabbos to go with threads that are tied to their feet or anywhere else as a sign. You should know whose they belong to. Also, the chickens are not permitted to go out on Shabbos with the strands, which is tied to both feet. They should be together so that it shouldn't be able to jump. And the male sheep are not permitted to go out on Shabbos with the carriage. This is like, it's in the shape of a wagon. It calls it a carriage, an agola. But it's something which they place underneath the tail, so that the, it's a fatty part of the tail, so that that shouldn't be banging against the ground. And that side they have a little carriage underneath, so that the carriage is on the ground. And the female sheep are not permitted to go out on Shabbos with the wood, which is called Yochanan, which sticks in their nostrils so that the sheep should not sneeze to try to get rid of the worms from it. And a a calf is not permitted to go out on Shabbos with the yoke that's made out of grass sticks that you put on it. It should get used to bending the head. And a cow is not permitted to go out on Shabbos with the pokey skin that's from an animal, which is called kupar. It's wrapped around the breast of the animal so that the insects should not suck on the milk. And a cow is not permitted to go on Shabbos with the rope which is wrapped around her horns. And the Mishnah says that Parosu shel Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that the cow of the neighbor of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, it used to go out on Shabbos b'ritzua shebein karneho, with the rope which is wrapped around her horns, shelo b'ritzin chachamim, not with the agreement, against the wishes of the chachamim. So now we're talking about the Bar Tanura, that the donkey cannot go out with the saddle when it's not tied, and also not bezug, and not with the bell. So the Bar Tanura bezug kinin paman, it's like a sort of a bell, shetoylin betzavar habehema, that you hang on the neck of the animal, shetashmiya koil b'halichosa, that she makes noise as she's walking. Even though avapishu pokuk, even though it's stuffed bebuchin, stuffed with some material, the hashta ein ho'in bil shalei mekashkir. So now that the bell does not bang lashmiya koil to make noise, so the reason why you can't do it, shenire kimalicha limkar b'shuk, because it seems like he is leading it, so to go ahead and sell it in the market. Besulam shebit savori, and the ladder that's in its neck, says the Bar Tanura, kshiyesh lemako, when it has a wound, the animal, noisim bitzavori, they place on his neck, eitzim, wood, kimin shesi v'erev, like in a shesi v'erev, like horizontal, a vertical, so he should not return back his head to cut his wound. And not with the string that is in his feet. Says the Bar Tanura, an animal that bangs its feet as it's walking, that makes sort of a ring of a thick strap, and you tie it to her feet in the place where the feet bang on each other. And also by the Tarnagoylim, he said, b'chutim, can't make them the chutim. Those are strings, sha'isim lehem l'simona, they make them for a sign. Shalo yischalfu b'kar b'sar goylus acherim, so that they should not be mixed up other people's chickens. And also not with the strings. You tie both feet together with a small rope, a small strap, so they don't jump and break the vessels. So on Shabbos you can't do that. Also you can't go out with the agola shetachas ha'alya, with his carriage that's underneath the tail. Says Bar Tanura, kimin agola katano, it's like sort of a small wagon. You tie underneath the tail of the sheep. They have a large tail, so it doesn't get beaten up by the stones and the rocks. Now, they're all things that are not allowed to go out. Also, he says the sheep do not go out chanunis. What is chanunis? Eitz echod yesh sheshmo yoichanon. There is a wood whose name is yoichanon. Mivim kisem imenu. You bring a splinter of it. Manichim lo bechitma, and you bring it he put it in her nose, kidei shetisatish, so that she should sneeze. I said it wrong before, that she shouldn't sneeze. That means that she should sneeze. V'yipla teloyim shabaresha, and then the worms that are in her head will fall out. And l'schorim ain't tzichum lasis came, and the males, they don't need to do so. That's why it's only the rechelim we use this for. That's what he's talking about. The rechelim was going to say, and nakhim zabazeh, because they gore each other, neflunat teloyim elehim, the worms fall automatically by themselves. And the eagle does not go out begimun, that's a kimin oil shel gemi, it's a kind of a yoke made out of gemi. Nice matzavar eagle, you place it on the neck of the calf. She elom would lock if he should get used to bending his head, roisha kushi yigla, when he gets older. And also a poro cannot be covered by oir hakupar. Oira Kupar, so the sheretz, Kupar is a kind of insect, shenim of chadim, whose hair are very pointy, kemachat like a needle. V'koishrin oiroi, and you tie his skin with dadi haporo on the breast of the haporo, shalo yin kuah shirotzim, so that the insects shouldn't nurse her. V'loi birtsua shebein karneho, and also not with a rope that's in between her horns. Bein lenoy, bein lishmer, whether it's for beauty, whether it's to guard, asur. The chol nitilusi yiseirta. For any guarding that is extra, masu is considered to be a load. And the Mishnah says that parosu shel Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the cow of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, used to go out with the tzua shebein karnel. Says Bartanura loy shel loy hoiso. It wasn't his, really. It was his neighbor's. Because he didn't protest, that's why it's called on his name. So that's why we say that it's Perosu Shalar Balezer Ben Azariah. This completes Perik Hay from the Masechta Shabbos.